What's up?
What's up, man? Oh, like we're recording shit.
It's time for some Screamcast late night.
Oh, snap.
Going on right now. So, Brad, you are, you're a busy motherfucker. What's been going down?
That is true. Just lots of masturbation. Tons.
At a film festival that might get weird.
I sit in the back row.
Right on. All right. Well, welcome to Screamcast Late Night number 2, the Big Deuce. This one is dedicated to Ron Compostine.
Oh, shit.
Now, Ron, he was just recently over in the UK. And he was on vacation. He went, all over the place, man. I think he ended up in Paris and they came back, then went back to the UK. And while he was in the UK, he found a store just chock full of 88 films Blu-rays. And we've talked about them on the show and we've slung their shit and we're fans. And so they were like super cheap for him. So he grabbed a whole bunch because, you know, importing it might be a little bit more. So. Here's what he says. While on vacation, I picked up several 88 film titles. Maybe, how about you discuss some of your favorite releases in their Italian collection or slasher collection? So he's getting specific. He's not just saying 88 films. He's saying the Italian collection and the slasher collection.
Oh, snap. And they just announced the Vault stuff today.
Yeah.
Now they got 88 films Vault.
Awesome. Now the great thing about 88 is if for some reason, you know, people will have their reasons. If you don't want to buy a Code Red Blue, they release most of the movies that Code Red is releasing, like Hide and Go Shriek, Nightmares in a Damaged Brain.
Oh, it was a lot. Yeah.
And there's a whole bunch of them, even in their Italian collection. So I have a few of theirs. I haven't watched them all yet. I really need to get to them.
I have a few.
Yeah, there's been this feud with Code Red and 88, which has been really funny because Code Red is trying to say, well, our transfers are better, but 88 films, like they're no slouches either with their transfers. So I haven't, you know, compared anything. I've been happy with all mine. But they'll release other things that like Vinegar Syndrome has released and as well. And they got like the Sleepaway Camp.
Yeah, I think most of the stuff that's been over here or over there, I guess I should say, has been eventually released over here in the slasher. The tie-in collection we're a little slow right on. That's where we're really slacking.
So do you own any of the slasher ones? The only one that I own and I haven't watched it yet is The Boogeyman. There's a couple interesting ones that I wanted to ask you about, though. And I don't know if they're released anywhere else. The first one, Dead of Winter, is that released by anyone else?
You know, I thought that was announced by Screen Factory.
Huh.
But I think I might be wrong.
And the other one is a movie called Prozzi.
You know, that's a movie that I've never seen.
Huh.
So, yeah, the Dead of Winter I've seen, but it's like, it's not like, it's more of like a drama than it is a slasher. Like, you know, they put slasher collection, which I kind of like, I wouldn't say frown, but it's just, I think it's a, I don't know. A lot of the films they have in their slasher collection aren't slasher films, you know, and that goes for stuff like Scalps and, you know, fucking Children of the Corn. It's not a slasher film. you know, scarecrows. I mean, I guess all the scarecrows are slashers. I don't know. I just thought it was a weird little sub, like, kind of title to put on their films when they're not really releasing slasher films. You know what I'm talking about? Like, it's just, it's weird. Like, yeah. Well, I mean, I guess we'll get into our favorites later, I guess. But yeah, it's, I haven't seen everything that they've released. I actually have their catalog up here. So, real quick, for the people that don't know 88 Films, Graduation Day, Mother's Day, Don't Go to the Woods, which is Vinegar Syndrome, so is Graduation Day. Mother's Day was a trauma film. Splatter University, which that's just 88 Films only. Slaughterhouse, which Vinegar Syndrome just released. Hollywood Chainsaw Hookers, which Fred Olen Ray released on his line. Nailgun Massacre, which is Code Red, Dead of Winter, which I don't think is out over here. X-Ray, which was Scream Factory. The Boogeyman, that's only 88 Films, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And Bloodsucking Pharaohs from Pittsburgh, which is 88 Films only. Nightmares in a Damaged Brain, that's coming out on Code Red. Right?
Well, that was out on Code Red. I don't know if he made more. Is there more available? Nightmare or whatever.
Yeah, you can always get it. He represses his shit. But of course, the Children of the Corn films, which have been all released over here. Scarecrows, Sleepaway Camp 2 and 3, which is, all those are, Scream Factory. Scalps, which was Fred Olen Ray one. Drive-In Massacre, Severin. Prozzi, I don't think has, a release over here. First Power, which Scorpion released. Intruder, which was Synapse. Mountaintop Motel Massacre, which obviously that's going to be an Arrow release soon. I can feel it because they bought all the Image titles and Anchor Bay stuff that was older. So I expect them to do like Fade to Black and stuff like that as well. Which Fade to Black, it's a movie that's super underseen. Jesus Christ, it's criminal. So good too. And Return to Whore High, which I thought, didn't that just get announced by somebody?
I don't know.
No? Okay. But that's their slasher collection.
I don't think so.
I mean, honestly, like, I pick at the slasher thing, but, dude, I would fucking, like, honestly, if I didn't own, like, 90% of these already, I would fucking buy this to have all of them. I mean, I've only bought the ones that have been semi-cheap and they just haven't been released over here. Because I'm not going to spend, you know, $20-$25 when, especially with these companies. I mean, now we have like, I mean, in the UK, there's only like a handful, you know, maybe about three or four bigger companies that are releasing in the UK. I mean, we have so many that are competing. So I don't doubt that any of these, you know, that some of these will get lost unless it's tied up with like some, you know, Lionsgate shit or, you know, just kind of a lost movie.
Yeah, I always kind of look around and see what's out there, and if it's not coming out or have no idea, I'd get it. I mean, based on the cover alone, I'm totally interested in Prozzi. The cover's awesome. Dead of Winter, I would love to see it, but I have a feeling someone announced that. You're right. So
Dead of Winter is a popular film back in its day. I mean, it was Mary Steenburgen was in it, and was it Malcolm McDowell? No, it was Roddy McDowell.
It's Roddy McDowell, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it was, that movie was like on TV all the time. It's good.
God, oh no, Dead of Winter. Yeah. No, I just looked at the cover. Yeah, Scream Factory is releasing this.
Are they? Okay.
Okay. They had an alternate cover. Yeah, I saw the other cover, the cover that I've seen advertised by Scream Factory. So if it's not out already, it's coming out soon. Yeah.
I think it was getting it confused with White of the Eye was the movie I got it confused with. Not like plot wise, but just for some reason I was mixing those two movies together.
Yeah. Awesome. Let's move into the Italian collection real quick, because this is the one where you're going to find a lot of shit that's not going to be out in the U.S. just yet. Movies like Absurd, which I think is coming out of Code Red. SS Experiment Camp. They have Alien 2, which I think was discontinued.
Yeah, it was only one, a company was, it was the only release they did, and they went out of business.
Yeah, this is, I'm a lot more apt to buy some movies in this Italian collection. I own The Bloodstained Shadow. I haven't watched it yet. So.
Yeah, that was, that's an old Anchor Bay DVD, so I imagine that stuff we'll get. But yeah, Night Train, let's go through those real quick. Those would be fun.
Yeah.
Night Train Murders, which is Blue Underground. Bloodstained Shadow, which is Anchor Bay, which would eventually be under Blue Underground as well. Spasmo was Scorpion releasing. Blast Fighter was Code Red. Zombie Holocaust was Severin. A Blade in the Dark is an old Anchor Bay title too, so that will be probably Blue Underground. I always say Anthropegasis, but I don't know if that's correct.
I'm always pronouncing that separate.
Anthropogasis, yeah. That I don't think is released anywhere, Blu-ray wise, other than 88 films. Hitchhike, which has a release from Raro, I believe. Zombie Flesh Eaters 2. Oh god. I always get those movies fucking confused when they put that shit in there. Is that just zombie?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Or is it Zombie 3?
Well, no, they released... Here. No, that covers Zombie 3.
All right. Yeah. So, yeah,
that one's... Ian Scala.
Okay, this is Zombie 3. That was... Yeah. Oh, my God, those movies are insane. That movie, it was a disaster from the start, because Lucio Fulci directed part of it, and then Mattei took over because he got sick or something. SS Experiment Camp, I've never seen, so I don't even know what that movie is. I think it's over there. Live Like a Cop, Die Like a Man. I believe Raro Video put that out. I could be wrong. Man from Deep River, which is, I think that's, 88 films only. Manuel and the Last Cannibals, that's 88 films only, I believe. Burial Ground, that was Severin. Alien 2, that's been out of print over here forever. Mad Dog Killer, which I don't think is out there. The Cynic Rat and the Fist? I'm learning something here, Ron. I'm learning something here. Franco Nero on the cover? That looks like that could possibly be a Raro Video title in the future if they keep putting out movies. Hands of Steel, which is Code Red. Seven Deaths in the Cat's Eye. Who did that one over here?
Dude, did you not mention Massacre in Dinosaur Valley?
Oh, did I skip over that?
I just saw the cover and I'm like, fucking gonna buy this shit.
Ooh.
The cover's amazing. I don't know. That's the thing with Italian films.
Yeah, haven't seen that either. Yeah.
Italian films always have these wonderful batshit crazy covers, you know, posters, which aren't as good as the film. The posters are always better, but man, oh man, I gotta see this. It's formerly known as Cannibal Holocaust 2. I was kind of hoping for...
Oh, yeah. So
it's another Cannibal. It's another Cannibal.
I've never seen that.
Well, the cover's amazing.
Short Attic Glass Dolls, which that's an old Blue Underground DVD, so that should get a... or Anchor Bay DVD, that should get a Blue Underground release, hopefully. Enigma, which is, hopefully Arrow releases that, because that was an old Image DVD title, but not over here on Blu-ray. Beyond the Darkness is out of print on Blu-ray over here. The Mercenary just got announced Maybe Kino announced The Mercenary. I have a German release of that. Syndicate Sadist, which I don't think is anywhere. And then 2019, After the Fall of New York.
Nice.
Hopefully everybody jotted those down. Because I will say the Italian collection would probably be a little bit safer because some of these films are really fucking tough when it comes to UK stuff. Just because, you know, shit's hard to find.
I would definitely browse their Italian collection first if you're looking to find some oddball titles if you're into that. And I think Amazon UK always has some decent prices on the 88 film stuff. You can find some decent prices on there. In my Amazon UK, you know, I keep a list or whatever, and all the movies that I see that I haven't found in the U.S. I just kind of fill that up, and then I watch for the price to drop, and then I pull the trigger for, like, you know, a handful of them. So, but I don't really have much to say as far as my favorite releases, because I'm still kind of collecting them. I haven't watched the two that I own so far. I had a bunch of them, but I had a few of them, but I, or no, I had a few of them I was going to order, but I bought the Code Reds instead. So, but what about you, man? Do you have some favorite ones you can run down? And
I would say one of my favorites. Or my favorite from the Slasher collections. I'll pick something that's not out over here. I would say from 88 Film Slasher Collection, Bloodsucking Pharaohs in Pittsburgh was my favorite, just because it was one of those films that I never saw as a kid. I saw it when 88 Films put it out, and I was pretty excited to get to it, because I know that the history of it, the director didn't want to be a part of the movie. It's known as a terrible movie. But honestly, it's just a lot of fun. It reminds me of renting the Goofy movies when I was younger, and renting, you know, shot on video stuff and just weird cinema, as a very young teen. So I was excited to see someone take a chance on that. And I'm hoping that maybe that's something that Vinegar Syndrome will touch in the future. I don't know who owns it over here. I have no idea. I don't even remember that being on DVD over here at all. But now that I'm looking, it looks like that Lucky 13 label put that out, which they did The Burning and Slaughterhouse back in the day, which we mentioned on the – this is the company I mentioned on the Slaughterhouse episode. I don't think they're legit. They were kind of a bootleg company. But bootlegs were a lot easier to pass off back then. No one really went after anybody. Now I think that since there's a market in Blu-rays, a good market for high price points, I think people care a lot more about the rights now. So yeah, I would say Bloodsucking Pharaohs from Pittsburgh is high up there. Other than maybe Splatter University, which I've always been a big fan of. I think Richard Haynes directed that. Splatter University is just, it's a slasher, but it's so stupid. Like, it's just, it's a good time though. It's nothing where you're sitting there and you're bored, or, like, it does the tropes, but it does them in such a way where it's just very comical. And no spoilers in here, but I tell you, if you don't guess who the killer is in the first 15 minutes, because to me, it's just fucking obvious of who the killer is, because they overplay the killer. Or how should I say this? They overplay when the character's introduced. They overplay it. It was like, oh, this guy definitely could not be the killer. Ha 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 ha. And it's like, wait a second, that is the fucking killer, you dipshits. Like, I don't.
Would not hurt a fly at all. We promise. This guy's not gonna hurt nobody.
Well, no, it's just. It's just as soon as he appears on screen, you're like, oh shit, that's the fucking killer. I think that's the charm of the movie, because you kind of figure it out. So you just get to, you know, you're not watching the movie trying to figure out who, you know, the whodunit, like, you know, who's doing what, where they were, the last thing, like, is there going to be some sort of plot of revenge in this? It's no, just watch this fucking goofy movie and just have fun with it. So I was excited. Now you look at the cover, you're like, oh shit, this is going to be some kind of brutal fucking, you know, 80s slasher. And it's not. It's very cotton candy, like bubblegum pop slasher. I mean, there are a couple like heavier moments in it where it tries to get serious, but it can't achieve that at all.
Cool. And I wanted to mention too, they just started recently their Asia collection. So there might be some gold in here. I haven't seen any of these released in the U.S. At least maybe I haven't noticed, but there's Five Element Ninjas, Black Magic.
Black Magic.
House of Traps, The Mighty Peking Man.
Ooh, that's good.
Seeding of a Ghost, Killer Constable, Masked Avengers.
Masked Avengers.
And Hex.
Oh, Hex, yeah.
But this would be fun. This would be a fun collection. I don't think I've seen any of these released in the U.S.
Mighty Peking Man has a DVD, I think. Okay.
These are all Blu-ray.
Five Element Ninjas definitely has a DVD, maybe even a Blu-ray from Dragon Dynasty.
Oh, okay, maybe. Yeah.
Black Magic. Black Magic might be a Mondo Macabro release. Because Mondo Macabro hits these fucking movies like it's nothing. But yeah, their Asian collection, I would definitely go in blind with that stuff. Just because I have them. Anybody to take a chance on, you know, weird Asian cinema, go for it.
Yeah.
Because it's definitely a movies that aren't tackled too much. There's not really a market for some of these because they are, I mean, if you watch ridiculous like 70s and 80s, now I'm not talking about like action movies. I'm not talking about straight horror. I'm not talking about dramas. I'm talking about the experimental Asian films from the 70s and 80s. Those things are hard to market to anybody because number one, a lot of the stuff of plot was lost in translation. Sometimes it didn't make sense because they're kind of art house pieces. So, if you're a fan of a movie called House that was released in, I would say, I think House was released in the 70s.
Like 70s. Not the one, not the recent box set by Arrow. We're talking the Japanese.
Houseua.
Bat shit movie. Oh my God.
Yeah. That's kind of what you're getting into with some of these films. What I've seen for the most part of like kind of weird, you know, 70s and 80s, Japanese experimental. I don't even know what to call it, man. I mean, they blend so many genres into these different movies that, you know, they have like Kung Fu, but then, you know, green gas with goblin shows up and attacks everybody. But yeah, I mean, it's something to watch because it really is kind of a art house thing to it where it's, you're not going to be bored visually for sure. You may not understand what the movie is, but it could be fun.
Seeding of a Ghost looks completely bonkers. It was originally planned to be part three of the Shaw Brothers Black Magic trilogy, but it ran into censorship problems and was released under a new moniker. It's an erotic gore fest.
I just got a boner.
Filled with gratuitous corporeal
Hong
nudity.
Kong gory, one of Hong Kong's goriest films ever made.
Chow must endure copulating dead bodies as his enemies perish in gut-wrenching, blood-spurting, and body-exploding glory. Add to cart.
And, of course, there is some history of taboo breaking in the Far East with Calum Waddell. Remember Calum Waddell? How much of an asshole that dude was to everybody?
Yeah, people don't like him.
Yeah, man, he was a big jerk. He was a jerk to me. He like seeked me out and like contacted me about something. I'd have to pull the email, but somehow he got a hold of me, and he was just like really fucking rude. And I was like, dude, what the fuck is your problem? I was like, this is no competition. Maybe for him it was.
He does everything for 88 Films over there as far as he writes a lot of stuff for him, and I guess he's involved in all the special features.
He's a smart dude. He knows his shit. He's a good writer, but he needs to get his fucking attitude in check.
Yeah, I know.
Jesus.
All right. Well,
check this out.
Any other favorites before we, I think we've hit our allotted time. So any other favorites of 88 films before we,
Well, the Italian Collection, I would say, The Bloodstained Shadow is one of my, favorite, giallos to begin with. And it's, by Anthony, Bito, who I'm friends with on Facebook. He's still alive and kicking. I actually messaged him. I was like, dude, your movies have changed my life. And he was like, dude, thank you so much.
Always appeal to the ego. If you ever want to, like, seriously, if you ever want to try to get a hold of somebody you've liked their films or whatever, like, always appeal to their ego and they'll definitely pay attention. Like, don't be a dick, but always, like, do some sort of really cool compliment. And it's like, they can't help but at least give you a nice reply.
Oh, yeah, right. There's plenty of people that are dicks about shit. It's crazy.
I know. I'm saying if you want to get in good, if you meet somebody like a celebrity or a director or an actor that's been in these movies, even if they're like not completely Hollywood, like if they're in a movie you really love, like, you know, don't take that for granted. Like, always, you know, give them a really nice compliment. And they're, you know, you're in. You don't like
melt in your hand.
Like a good compliment. Like, don't like slobber all over them. Like, you're my favorite actor. Like, you know, like, give them a legit cool, either a cool story about how a film they were in like changed your life or how you really like that kind of stuff. You know, gets you in and is more than you just getting some sort of autograph or a picture. Like, try to connect with these people, because I see that all the time. Well, I used to tour a lot with bands, and I'd see how people would come up if they were their favorite band or whatever and act. And it's like the really cool people were just like, hey, you know, I respect what you do, da da da. And that was, you know, that kind of approach for me has always worked. So, and for you too, man, like, you contact people all the time. Like, you see, yeah, you talk to them at conventions and things like that. And, you know, just be cool. Like, be like a peer, not necessarily a peer, but, you know, just be a fan with them. You know, don't slobber all over them.
I love slobber.
They'll be nice to you. They'll sign your shit, but I'm just saying, you know, be cool.
Other than that, I mean, The Mercenary was announced. That's one of my favorite westerns ever.
Awesome.
So that's something definitely to pick up. You won't be disappointed, but, I mean, honestly, you could probably just wait for the U.S. release on that one.
It's hard to know anymore, man, because a couple years back it was always, you knew you were going to get something that wasn't going to be announced in the U.S. But anymore, it's hard. And I think the safest bet, I think, would be the Italian Collection for you to kind of blind buy and find some fun stuff.
Yeah, I think the Asian and the Italian Collection are safe.
Yeah,
for right now. I mean, they're definitely going to come out eventually here or there, but
they're no slouches though. Like, you're going to get a good release. You know what I mean? As long as you have you know, region free player, like, you're going to get a really good disc. Like, it's not like the US release is going to be even better. It's, you know, I mean, you're going to get they do their homework. They do really good work, and you can always be happy with your purchase.
For the most part.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Well, I think it's going to wrap. That's going to do it for a Screamcast Late Night Episode 2, dedicated completely to Ron Compostein and 88 Films.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.